senior pastor of this ministry, for giving me this privilege again to fall before us with the word of the Lord. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will continue to strengthen his servant and help him to finish this race well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our mommy is not here. We want to also thank God for her life. She has been of great support to God's servant, and we pray that our reward in this assignment she will not miss in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I also acknowledge the presence of our pastors here, Pastor Samuel and Pastor Chidi. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for them. God bless you, sirs. Praise the Lord. Church, put your hands together for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The title of the theme, rather, of this form is what the servant of God have declared to us from the very first day of this month. And the theme of the month is living according to the riches of his glory. Praise the Lord. Living according to the riches of his glory. And a lot has been said concerning that right from the first day of this month. And today we are going to be looking at another aspect connected to that which the servant of the Lord has started teaching us in this month. And today's message is titled Provoking Abundance by Divine Favor. Praise the Lord. Provoking Abundance by Divine Favor. Hallelujah. There is nothing free that has value. Hallelujah. Nothing that is free has value. They say, take this thing, it's free, and it does not cost you anything. As free as salvation is, or is supposed to be, you have something to do to be saved. Hallelujah. It's true that Christ died for us. He went to the cross of Calvary. He gave his life for us. What does that imply for a believer? It means that we don't have to go through all that Christ has been through for us. We don't have to be crucified on the cross anymore. We don't have to suffer reproach. We don't have to suffer the things that the people of the world are suffering. That is true. But you have a responsibility to be saved. If you don't answer to the altar call, there is no way you can be saved. Yet Christ has died for you. Hallelujah. Yet Christ has taken your place in the cross. But if you don't make yourself available to take what has been made available for you in Christ Jesus, there is no way it can be given to you. Just like that. So Christianity starts and ends with responsibility. Christianity that is without responsibility is not Christianity at all. We have been called to duty. We have been called to responsibility. And that is what is Christianity. We cannot be called Christians. We cannot be called children of God. We cannot be called believers if we don't take up responsibility in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The favor of God is the heritage of the children of God. But the favor does not just come, it comes with a price tag. Favor in this kingdom comes with a what? A price tag. You don't have to labor for it. Favor has been defined as unmerited, something that you are not qualified for. That was given to you. We call it divine favor. That is, we didn't have to play any role. It was given to us. But in Christianity, favor goes beyond that, because it's those who diligently seek the face of God that will see the reward of God. Praise the Lord. They are the ones that will see the reward of God. Christianity is not without a price. Christianity goes with what? A price. One of the prizes that Christianity embraces is to be here today as we are in this place tonight. It is a requirement in Christendom that we must pray. Prayer is the responsibility. We must fast. That we must fast in this Christendom means that a responsibility. And those who want to run away from doing so can never maximize their blessing in this kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Therefore, the question we should ask ourselves as believers is that, what must I do to experience the reality of divine favor in my life? What must I do? What is my responsibility? What must I do as a believer in order to make divine favor evident in my life? We come to church every week, in and out. Come to Sunday services. We come to midweek services. If all we hear from the altar come through our right ear and exit from the left ear, it will never do us any good. Until we walk, we take responsibility. We have to take responsibility. Yes, indeed, there is riches in Christ. There is wisdom in Christ. There is blessing in Christ. There is honor in Christ. There is dominion in Christ. All these things will come to pass in our life if we take responsibility. If we take responsibility to provoke these things to come to pass in our life.
Hallelujah.
And I believe tonight, and after the end of this message, we will have a better lifestyle as believers in the name of Jesus. The number one assignment, one thing, the very first thing that a believer must do in order to make divine favor a reality in his or her life is to live righteously.
Hallelujah.
Is to what? Live righteously. It's one of the ways to provoke abundance of divine favor. One of the most important things that you must do is to pursue righteousness. It is a gateway to divine favor. There is no way we can receive anything from God in this kingdom without having to live righteously. It is a requirement in this kingdom that those that want to follow Christ must do that by living a righteous life. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his word, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So it is a requirement, if we must enjoy divine favor, to live righteously.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
What does it mean to live righteously? Righteousness implies that we have the right standing with God. That is what righteousness is. What does righteousness mean? Righteousness means that our sins have been overlooked and the righteousness of Christ has been imputed for us. Righteousness means that we are not of God.
No wonder in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, it says, let us stand therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Now turn with me to Psalms chapter 5 verse 12. Psalms chapter 5 verse 12. You see what the word of God says here. Psalms chapter 5 is a very popular scripture we use here. For you, O Lord, we bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as before a sheep. If he said you're righteous, but what? The righteous. So righteousness is a requirement, brothers and sisters. Every one of us sitting here today must strive, must pursue by all means to live righteously. Righteousness is the law that we must live our entire life daily for God. And there is no way we can live our life daily for God without having to see the handwork of God in our lives.
Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus.
Secondly, what must we do
divine favor in our life, it is by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is the force of divine favor. It is the catalyst. It is the force. It is something that makes happen. The favor of God in our lives. The anointing of the Holy Spirit puts a unique attraction into the life of the child of God. That is why at times you wonder why things keep happening to you in a very marvelous way that you can't explain. A unique attraction. It puts a unique attraction into the life of the child of God. There are times when things are not working for others. Things seem to be working out for you. You can't explain how these things are taking place in your life, how these things are happening. You see things multiplying in your hand. You see circumstances change for you. You see people going through one problem or the other. But for you, it has been from glory to glory. For you, it has been from victory to victory. You can't explain all of these things because the anointing of God is working in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The anointing of God. And the Spirit of God is the anointing of God. Walking the life of the believer. So if you are not born again, you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost in this kingdom. It is a requirement that you be baptized in the Holy Ghost. It is a requirement that you be spirit filled. Why? He said, for he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks what? Mysteries. So the things that also happen to you, to the people of the Lord, remain mysterious. They can't understand. Why? Because you have the anointing of God upon your life. Now look at Psalm 45, verse 7. Psalm chapter 45, verse 7. The Lord will change somebody's life today in the name of Jesus. And he will not return back home the same way you have come tonight in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord will find expression in your life in the name of Jesus. Now see the word of God here. He said concerning Jesus Christ, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Praise the Lord. More than what? Your companions. That is why your case is very understandable. They can't explain how things are working for you. Why? Because God has anointed you. He has poured an oil of separation. He has poured an oil of distinction. He has poured an oil that separates you from the people of the world. That is why in this kingdom, what will sustain us as believers, what will keep us going, even in this trying and testing time, it is the anointing of God. And that is the Holy Spirit of God at work in our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Number three, what must I do to provoke divine abundance? What must I do to provoke the abundance of divine favor in my life? I call it addition to kingdom promotion. Addition. 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 It's just like somebody who cannot stop smoking. Somebody who cannot stop drinking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Of course, the people of the world are addicted to certain things. But in this kingdom, there is something we are required to be addicted with. Addition to kingdom promotion. To be addicted to kingdom promotion has a way, as a way of life. To be addicted to kingdom promotion as a way of life qualifies you for divine favor. It said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the message of glad tidings. When the things of God become a burden in your heart, when you become restless for the dying soul, for the lost, you think that God will leave you behind? No. When you give somebody a child and say, Brother, God bless you. Sister, God bless you. The Lord loves you and he wants you to be saved.
It's what we call kingdom promotion.
It's what we call kingdom addition.
That is why in Christianity, we are not only required to hear, we are required to walk.
If we hear and continue to hear and we don't do, we are wasting our time. We are wasting our time. But I know that from today, somebody in our midst, every one of us today will become an addicted to kingdom service in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When the body of God becomes your body, when you pray to God that let the cause of Christ take over me, in John chapter 2, Jesus Christ went into the temple, drove everyone that was selling, drove away the money changers, those that were selling pigeon, those that were selling all of things in the temple. And the disciples saw him and they said, indeed, no one has said of me that the zeal of my Father's house have consumed me.
When the zeal of the house of God have consumed us,
that is divine, that is kingdom promotion. That is kingdom promotion. When you intercede that the word of God should have a free course in this land. When you have a body, a meeting to pray for those who are the forerunner of Christianity in this land. Those who are the men, the women of God in this land, that their voice will be strengthened over the power of darkness in this land.
You are putting the kingdom of God first, and you think that the Lord will leave your house? He must favor you.
And somebody is being favored by the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We must be kingdom addicted.
Four, what must I do to provoke abundance of divine favor in my life?
Strive to know God more.
Strive to know God more. If you want to experience divine favor, then increase your knowledge of God. Increase your knowledge of God. The more knowledge, the more of His knowledge you possess, the more of His favor you will enjoy.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Let's look at the word of God there as we get ready to round up.
Is somebody be blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs chapter 13. Let's look at verse 15.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is war.
Is hard.
What will not make our way to be hard in this season is seeking to know the Lord more.
Hallelujah.
We have to desire to know the Lord the more. That is where our blessing lies. That is where our favor lies. One of the ways of the sink with the economic system of the world today is to look on the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, he said, what? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In this season, who are you looking at? Is it the economic system? Is it the government of Nigeria? Is it your business? No! Those things should be secondary. The primary thing you should be looking at is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hezekiah said, our eyes are on you. When the nation that was beyond them, they look at the left, they look at the right, they find out that they don't have what it takes to fight them. It's only the Lord that will be able to help them out. So Hezekiah went into the house of the Lord and cried before him, lifting his head to the Lord. Now you are the only help that we have, our eyes are on you. The same thing with Jehoshaphat. When three nations came before him to come and destroy the entire nation, they looked to the Lord. Why? Because of the Lord comes our help. From the Lord comes our help. So don't look at the economy system. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at the word of God. Strive to know the Lord the more every day.
The last scripture for tonight. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
Sorry, verse 18, the last verse.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go for the Lord.
These four things will continue to provoke
the abundance of divine favor in our lives.
One, we must live righteously. In Nigeria today, we are told that there is no, if you don't lie, it is not true. For believers, it is not what? It's not true. We believers in the kingdom, no matter how long the time we are in now, is we cannot lie so that we can end the meeting. No. You can see from this place tonight that it is a requirement that we live righteously. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were before the furnace of destruction. The king was prepared to throw them into the fire. They never changed their confession. They said, even if our God is unable to save us, we are not ready to walk. Bow before your idols. When our confession enter into this stage, I tell you, there's no end to what God can do with our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. We were told when we were very little children that the reason why the sacrifice of Abel was accepted over the sacrifice of Cain is that Cain brought rotting products before the Lord. But I've come to find out that it's not true. It's not the rotting product of the sacrifice that Cain presented. The thing that distinguished the offering, the sacrifice of Cain from that of Abel, that of Cain and from that of Abel was the right standing with God. The right standing with God. It's written clearly in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. You see there. That right from time, Cain was never a righteous man. It is said again of Abel in Hebrews chapter 11 that by faith, Abel being fed, his blood was from speaking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it is my prayer tonight that as we put these things to work, the Lord God Almighty will cause us to enjoy our brothers continuously in the name of Jesus. The last shortage we had in our life will be the very last shortage we have in the name of Jesus. There will be abundance in every area of our life from this moment onward in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet tonight as you begin to thank the Lord and say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I give you praise and I pray and ask for the grace to me as a responsible child of God. In the name of Jesus, help me to be a responsible child of God in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and appreciate God tonight. Give God praise. His chief of precious name and prayer. Please, we may have a session so that I can put some things to do to you. To share faith in order for you to enjoy abundance. What we are at, what the topic is this, that by favor you can enjoy abundance. Things will be available for you. By favor. Hallelujah. The first thing we talked about was righteousness. Open to Psalm 84. Where you see what it says. Psalm 84. I want you to read it so that you can understand what we are saying. Listen to the book of this may be difficult, but at least we get. In fact, I know very well that the economy of Nigeria will look like a very long time. But in the midst of it, God will provide for some people.
Amen.
So it's better when these people are not just to enjoy the provision of God. Are you in Psalm 84? Are you sure? Read verse 11, we want to go. You are not there. Psalm chapter 84. Want to go. Want What did he say? No, as long as you are walking openly with God, he will not withhold what? You see? So walk openly with him. Every good thing will come. I'm a living witness of that. I am a living, my family is a living witness of that. As long as you are walking that way with him, you will not withhold any good thing. So in this season, no matter how many times you say to God, you will buy it.
Amen. Amen.
You will buy it.
Amen.